Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lesser known hits are your artist of the day. Still makes you pee down your leg, no doubt about it. No doubt. Good to be with you guys. I believe the year was 1992 when this came out. Regis Philbin is going to be buried at Notre Dame.
Saw that.
I don't believe he attended, but he was a super fan.
I was going to say, I don't...
Oh, no, I beg your pardon. He graduated from Notre Dame in 1953.
Well, there you go.
He will be buried at Cedar Grove Cemetery, which is on the campus. No date has been set. Well, I want to be buried at Nebraska.
Well, I was just going to ask, do most colleges have cemeteries, or is it because Notre Dame's a Catholic university?
I would think the latter, not the former.
I mean, KU has a chapel. I don't know that it has a cemetery.
Philbin was such a big Notre Dame supporter, he donated $2.7 million to the university in 2001. They have a Philbin Studio Theater, which is a performance arts venue on the campus. Regis regaled millions on air through the years, oftentimes sharing a passionate love for his alma mater with viewers, said Notre Dame president, the Reverend John Jenkins.
His daughters also are alums, Joanna and JJ, it says.
Okay. I will be cremated and hopefully thrown into the ocean somewhere. And I don't care where. What do you want?
Well, I'm not going in the ocean. I've got a thing with sharks.
You would be ashes.
I don't care.
Do you want to be buried or do you want to be cremated?
Oh, my God, no, I'm cremated all the way.
Me too. I'm not taking up 6 feet of space.
Donate everything, cremate me, and then scatter me somewhere where you're not supposed to scatter me. But
like a golf course?
Yeah.
you know you want to be scattered on Augusta.
So you know you're not supposed to do that.
Really?
But people do that.
Of course they do that. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
Just sprinkle it out of a hole in your pocket like Andy Dufresne.
Wow, did you just go total?
Yes, he did. I know of two people close to me who were scattered on a golf course. One, a very famous golf course, and one, just his favorite golf course.
What was the famous one?
Pebble.
Pebble Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Well, it's not like they're going to go find him. No.
I'm not going to say that is private, but it's a lovely, beautiful story. And I know that you're not supposed to do it, but a lot of people do it.
Okay. And what was the favorite golf course that your friend was scattered on?
It's out of state, and I don't know the name of it. And if I did, I would tell you, but I don't.
What state? You're looking at the map.
Iowa-ish.
Iowa-ish?
Yeah.
So it was Iowa or it wasn't Iowa?
Well, it's all kind of right there. The point is, you're not supposed to do it. I think you're not supposed to do it. I don't know if they specifically say, like, what are they going to do? Tackle you when you're, you know, having your moment and scattering the ashes? I think it's frowned upon.
Nobody's paying any attention.
Well, I'm just trying to, like, I think it's frowned upon, but you're not going to get in trouble for doing it.
No.
But they would probably prefer you didn't do it.
Somebody says KU does have a cemetery at 17th and Iowa.
17th and Iowa.
17th and Iowa would be where the dormitories are. There's no cemetery there.
I don't know. What's the deal with this little cemetery in Fairway down the street where there's like 20 headstones?
Oh, you're
headstones.
Talking about the one on Shawnee
Mission,
Parkway. I don't know.
And it's in someone's backyard.
I know.
It is in.
And it's not 20. It's like 5.
It's in someone's backyard.
Yes. Have you ever gone over here on Lamar and Johnson Drive? There, right in front of the Good Sense, there are 2 headstones.
Okay.
Right there at Lamar and Johnson
Drive. On Johnson Drive?
Right in, literally where you would sit if you were to sit outside of Good Sense. There are 2 headstones right there on the northeast corner of Johnson Drive and Lamar.
Well, what the hell did they feed them? I'll have a penny club and now I'm dead.
But you're right. There's like 5 headstones on Shawnee Mission Parkway right when you get into Fairway. And it's right in somebody's backyard.
I think that was before the town was settled.
You think?
And then the town was settled and it was like, well, this is awkward. What are we going to do here?
Well, we're going to build a house. Somebody says, Scott, yes, there is a cemetery right there. Naismith is actually buried there. I don't believe that's accurate.
Google, where is James Naismith buried?
I'm going to.
Lord.
I think he's buried in Massachusetts.
Why would he be buried in Massachusetts?
Because that's where he was from.
Oh.
Naismith is buried at Memorial Park Cemetery in Lawrence, Kansas.
So you were
wrong.
Wrong.
James Naismith is at Lawrence Memorial Park Cemetery, 1517 East 15th Street. Hang on, let me look at the map here. Well, that's on the east side of town.
There are all kinds of ash scattering regulations for Yellowstone. I mean, if you Google, is it illegal to, it will pop up spread ashes at Pebble Beach. That's how many people, there's a whole lot of souls there.
What's the problem with it, though?
I don't think there is a problem with it.
I mean, it's not like you're not going to get washed into the ground the next time it rains. So what's the big deal? By the way, James Naismith is not buried near campus. If you know Lawrence at all, you know where the Dillons is on 23rd
yeah.
Street?
James Naismith,
just
final resting place is next to the I Love My Dillons?
No, it's way out east.
Oh.
Like, do you know where the Douglas County Fairgrounds are?
Yeah. Sure.
Way out east?
Yeah.
He's just about 5 blocks north of that. I mean, he's way out there.
I think it's one of those things where you ask for forgiveness and not permission.
You think?
Yes.
So where do you want your ashes?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it.
I want half of my ashes in the ocean. And then I want somebody to sprinkle half of my ashes on the Nebraska football field.
Okay. Well, someone tweeted this by the name of Jeff Corcoran over what is clearly a golf green. Someone just had to spread Grandpa's ashes on 18 green. We just pack blew him back into the bunker. # dust in the wind. I mean, gosh. I think if you do it, you're supposed to be discreet about it. You're not supposed to dump it in the cup.
Maybe put it on the fairway.
It's called wildcat scattering, as the practice is known in the cremation industry, and it pertains to doing so on golf courses.
Somebody says Dana wants hers on the seventh hole at the Leawood Country Club.
No, that's where Chris wants to go. Saying, look, honey, you finally got your hole in one. You're actually in the hole.
Oh, man. That's just cold. That is just cold.
Wildcat scattering. There is a term for it.
Mm-hmm. Wildcat scattering.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes in curiosity. Dust in the wind.
Looks like you better put the KY wrestling on hold for a while. Look, please don't beat yourself up over this thing, Mitch. It's not your fault. Damn it, Blue is old.
For those of you who go way back, and by way back, I mean way back, this was the original theme song of the show back in 2006. It is no longer. Okay. So, if you're just tuning into the show, Dana hit her third hole in one on hole 7 at South Leawood last week.
Honey, I have something to tell you. I have something to tell you. Yeah, I did it again. Hole 7. I love you. I'm sorry. I did it again.
Okay. And apparently, you're going to be interviewed by Callaway Golf.
I'm going national, Scott.
Okay, Alonzo. Mm-hmm.
Going national, Scott. I don't know how long I can sit in this chair because I'm going national.
Okay. Well, get comfortable.
Do you feel the room getting smaller in there, Scott?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting edged out by a head.
You know how much I love Callaway. You know that's my brand.
Well, of course. Of course.
They just tweeted me a shout out to their bajillion followers. And the only thing I'm excited about is that Callaway Golf is followed by Phil Mickelson and Gary Woodland. That's very exciting.
So are you going to be interviewed by Callaway Golf?
Their people have contacted my people.
You don't have people.
Yes, I do. I have people.
Who do you have?
Her Gmail.
My people.
Gmail.com. She made an account.
You can make
one too, Scott.
Well, I know, but
I have people. I have people like Sam, the keeper of my log.
Sam, Wow. Have you been in contact with Callaway Golf today?
I have not gotten any contact from Callaway Golf.
I would not trust Sam with that very sensitive information, because I would be afraid he would make fun of it and send it to you and not connect with the correct people.
So you have not had any contact other than with Callaway Golf, and they have contacted you.
That is correct.
And they want to interview you?
That is correct.
About your...
balls.
Luck.
Excuse me?
Lucky, the word she just said.
Oh, stop it. No, I was hitting their ball every time it went in, and so...
So you're going to do an interview with Callaway Golf?
Yes. And I mean, if they want to do it at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, no, I'm going to have to tell them that
you can't.
I can do that.
No.
The best will be if, like, the only time they can do it is during this show, and I have to step out to go national, because that will truly be Alonzo Washington.
Okay, stop.
I will actually say to you,
no, you won't.
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm getting ready to go national.
You're not leaving this show to go do an interview with some stupid golf club company.
It is a global golf company. And I have agreed to do the interview at a time of their choosing. I'm kidding. I wouldn't do it during the show.
Scott, we're too small for her now.
I would not do it during the show.
Do we need to reconstruct the door so she can get her head out?
Yes, and her car, and the 19-foot ceiling in her living room is no longer tall enough.
You know I'm just kidding you, because I know it drives you crazy. I would never schedule.
If you left this show.
You would be so mad.
To go do an interview with a stupid golf ball company.
Well, it's apparel and equipment, clubs.
Oh, my God.
This would be like some soccer ball maker saying, I want to interview you, Scott Parks.
Yeah, I'd say you have to do it before 2 o'clock or after 6. I would have
the maker of all soccer ball things says to you, we are the soccer ball company of the world.
Adidas wants to interview
me. Yes, and they want to talk to you about soccer ball things. I would be happy for you.
No, you wouldn't.
I most certainly would.
You would ask why. Don't lie.
If I said I had to leave the show to go talk about coaching youth soccer with Adidas...
I'd go, Adidas like Adidas? Yeah, go.
Okay. I don't believe a word coming out of your mouth. I don't believe a word coming out.
I would be absolutely happy for you.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, when Adidas reaches out to you...
Well, they won't.
...on Twitter, you let me know. I'll be sure to say, yay, Scott.
The following is Dana Wright's new theme song.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
So what you need?
Need a credit card that's got no limit.
You know, all kidding aside,
when
they announced that Patrick Mahomes was going to be part owner of the Royals, someone on Twitter, and I'm trying to remember who it was someone like the fake Ned, said, if you could buy anything, you had enough money and you could buy anything in the world, what is the one thing you would buy?
No, it doesn't have to be a sports team, right?
No, you just have... enough money to buy anything. What would the one thing you would buy?
The one thing that I would buy?
Yeah.
My parents' old house in Zanten, Germany.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would buy it.
Sam?
2 hours from the beach.
I am not even piggybacking off of Parks. I have said my entire life, one day I will buy my childhood home.
And in what town?
By the plaza.
Have you been in it since? Is that the one that you went back to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The one that's been completely remodeled.
Okay. Would you restore it to the kind of more the way it looked before?
No, it looks much better now.
Okay. All right.
I'd buy my old house in Zanten, Germany.
I think that's on most people's list. Most people.
And I would live in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I would go to the beach in Holland every weekend. It's only 2 hours.
That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. What would you do?
You
wouldn't buy your parents' old house.
I would buy the house that I grew up in later. Yes, I've actually thought about that. Anytime it comes up for sale, I want to go in it. I want to go up there. I want to look, you know, all that stuff. I think there's like all, if you had a good normal childhood where your good memories are wrapped up at your grandparents' house or your parents' house, most people would say that's what they would buy.
I'd also buy like a house like like if I could buy anything, like if I'm Patrick Mahomes rich.
Yes, anything.
I would buy my parents' house in Zanton, and then I would probably buy a house in Turks and Caicos.
Okay.
And I would shuffle between the two. And my house in Roland Park.
You would keep the Ropo house?
Yeah, probably. I love it.
I know you do.
Just for the Kiss Cave.
I love that stupid house.
I mean, you do.
Oh, did I tell you? Stella had the runs last night. She has not pooped in the house in probably 7 years.
Oh.
A poor baby. And here's what I found out.
What'd she eat?
Okay, I'll tell you. So I get back from work last night before I go to the pool at the club. And I walk in the house and immediately I'm like, oh, man, she's dropped a bomb in here. So poor baby. And she feels so bad.
Yeah. So she's cowering.
Yeah. And I'm not mad. I'm like, I go, Stella, are you okay? And I'm not going to get mad at her. I mean, she can't help herself. She's got the runs, you know?
I mean, you know.
Well, been there, done that. I've dropped a deuce in there before. So anyway, so I pick it up and, you know, throw in the trash and everything. I felt so bad for her. And she's over by the front door and she's all hunched down like a dog in the ASPCA commercials and everything.
Right. You hear Sarah McLachlan in the background.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, and you're an angel. And I'm like, babe, I'm not mad. So we go outside and she does her business. She obviously has the runs. And so I go to the pool. I come back. She's dropped another deuce.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, what's going on with my dog? So, you know, I spent half the night awake.
Oh.
I mean, like, I would wake up at like 1 a.m. Her face is right in my face.
Yeah, take me out.
Like, get me out. I'm about to drop another.
I'm about to blow.
Yeah. So anyway.
In 3, 2.
So that was my whole night. Yeah, that's how she was by the front door. And I'm like, babe, it's not your fault. I get it. You know, you got the dumps. And so anyway, so I can't believe I haven't told you about this yet. So I spent all night, literally all night, letting her out. I think I may have gotten 4 hours of sleep. And then earlier today, I ran up to Liberty to get Maya from her cousin's house and I bring her back. And I go to turn on the news before I come back to work. And the cable's out. So I call CCI and they're like, well, how many TVs do you have in the house? And I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
And I go, well, I have three. I have one in the living room, one in the master bedroom, and one upstairs. And he goes, well, go ahead and check all three TVs to make sure it's all out.
Right.
So I have not been upstairs in probably a week.
Right.
So I go upstairs and I turn to my left and there's another gigantic pile of dung.
Honey. Just.
And guess what's in it?
Where will you be when you're.
So I figured out what made her sick.
Did she eat your cable?
No. She ate the bird seed that I keep out back.
Okay.
Because that pile of dung. Okay. Was filled with bird seed.
That's great. I don't need any more visual there.
Somebody writes,
what a great topic.
Glad I decided to grab a bite.
Yeah, right? But she's all right now?
I'm not saying that yet.
Yeah, you probably need to get her to the vet, Scott.
Well, all she ate was bird seed.
But isn't bird seed sunflower seeds?
There was some in there.
Yeah, and that's not going to digest because those, when they're in your stomach.
Well, but I've got Maya at the house.
Oh, okay.
So Maya's been letting her out every hour.
She's on poop watch.
Yeah.
She's
totally on poop watch.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, just. Oof. No, my dog doesn't have COVID. My dog ate bird seed from the bird feeder out back.
How hungry was she? My God.
Apparently very.
All right. Well, I hope she's okay.
Anyway, that was my night last night. Was at least four times waking up to, okay.
Okay.
And let's go outside, babe.
Can you not just leave her outside? Oh, I guess it was raining, wasn't it? Or was it raining?
What in the hell kind of world do you live in?
Well, if she is shooting out that end, I would have, you know, do you have all hardwood floors?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You've been in my house.
Well, I haven't been upstairs, I don't think.
The whole house is hardwood.
Okay.
The entire house is hardwood. So, no, it's easy to clean, but...
Okay, all right.
I mean, you ain't seen nothing until you've seen birdseed and dog poop. I'm telling you right now.
Again, don't need the visual, but thank you for...
Oh, it was awful.
Supplying it.
That was a three-tripper. That was a three-tripper.
Even the brawny man could not keep up with Stella last night.
Ooh, that was, wow. Heading back down for more paper towels.
I swear. Did I ever tell you about the time during the pandemic? I about died. I was coming around the corner upstairs, and I said, I'm going down to the supply closet. Do you guys need toilet paper? Chris just, scored some at the store. And my son goes, no, we don't need toilet paper. We've got paper towels up here.
Oh boy. That's a college kid.
And
talking.
I just go, what?
That's a college kid talking.
And he goes, no, we've got paper towels up here. Okay. First of all, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You can't find paper towels anywhere. And I go, how long have you been using paper towels? He goes, I don't know. Like a week.
Was he flushing them?
My face just goes, and I go, babe, oh my God, you cannot flush paper towels down the toilet. And he goes, why not? It's the same thing. And he goes, it's soft. And I go, no, my goodness. So anyone listening, if you're a parent, if you have not had that random conversation with your kids, you might want to just randomly drop on them that you cannot use paper towels or flushable wipes or non-flushable wipes in the toilet. Can you imagine what that bill would have been?
So he's dropping Downy down the toilet?
Yes.
So when you get a quote-unquote random main drain clog,
correct.
It's not random.
No, it's not going to be random. It's going to trace back to the beginning of the pandemic, and I about fell over when he said that.
That is so college freshman.
How long have you been doing that? Well, I don't know, a week.
No, we're good, Mom.
We're good.
We got paper towels up here.
Got it covered up here. This is like four ply.
Baseball season has been not short of headlines since it started a week ago. First, you have the Miami Marlins. They've got 17 players and personnel. Where are you going tonight with your hair all like that?
Just to dinner.
With Chris?
This is curlers 2 days in a row.
I know. I need help that you cannot provide. Keep reading.
You look like Minnie Pearl.
Says the man wearing mini pearl glasses down on his nose. You're just missing the hat with the tag on it.
So are you. Los Angeles Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly received an 8-game suspension from Major League Baseball today.
Oh, people are mad about this.
For his role in a benches-clearing confrontation at Minute Maid Park in Houston on Tuesday night. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts was issued a 1-game suspension, and Houston Astros manager Dusty Baker, love him, was fined. Under the 60-game format, an 8-game suspension would account for more than 13% of the schedule. Kelly, who threw a fastball behind Alex Bregman's head and later taunted.
Well, and Sam, explain what he did.
I didn't know about the additional taunting.
Oh, yeah. He did. As he walked off, he went like, or something like that.
Later taunted Carlos Carrera on the way back to the dugout. He says he will appeal his suspension. MLB, in reaching its conclusion, cited that Kelly had previously been suspended for intentionally throwing at a hitter. Kelly was suspended for 6 games in April of 2018 after hitting Tyler Austin of the Yankees.
But the rub is, and you get this, that he suspended 8 games for taunting this guy.
Carlos Carrera.
Yes, and apparently throwing close to him or at him or whatever.
No, Alex, he threw at Alex Bregman's head.
Yet everybody else can cheat on the other team, and no one was suspended, and they all, in fact, got raises and bonuses.
And won the World Series.
And won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. So the messaging here from the MLB, cheat to win the World Series, okay. Taunt, bad.
Someone on Twitter today said, that's it, I'm done with baseball. And I'm like, no, you're not. It just came back. No one is done with baseball.
Do you remember in 1994 when baseball went on strike? Everybody said, I'm never coming back. I'm never coming back. I'm over. And you were a liar. And then there was the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and what's-his-face, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And these guys are all juiced up in the late 1990s. You know they're juiced up because they got gigantic and they're hitting, like, freakishly huge home run records. And everybody's like, I'm done with baseball. I'm done. It's over. And then you're back. Listen to me. I can't wait to go home tonight and watch baseball. I can't wait.
Why do you go all Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump?
I don't know.
The baseball player in question, by the way, the batter had to duck before he would have been hit by the ball. The batter had to duck, okay?
Yeah, it was aimed at his head.
The pitcher then walked toward him, stuck out his that's what I thought he did was he stuck out his tongue and made a face in his direction.
That's how you get your ass whipped.
Then the bench is cleared.
Yep.
Which is not social distancing, by the way.
No,
you can have a brawl and social distance.
And nobody put on their masks.
And they're all yelling at each other.
Spitting.
Got a mask up spittles. Before you fight.
But
they got the spittles coming out.
He goes, bleh. Look at him. Look at him. Watch. He goes, bleh.
No, he's a total D. Wait. Let me see.
It's so stupid. He goes, bleh.
Well.
Oh, did you see?
That's how you get your head smacked in.
Listen to this. There is a new, I think it's HBO documentary about gold medals. Okay, I'm so excited. It's in like 2 days. Here we go. It's called The Weight of Gold. And it is a documentary about the crash down after you win the gold. Because you know, you reach
like in the Olympics.
Yeah, you reach the very highest peak of your sport, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe me, I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nowhere to go after that. All of the spotlight, all of the joy, all of the money, all of the fame, and then boom, it's over.
I was athlete of the week in the Leavenworth Times.
I mean, you remember that next week? What that was like?
It was horrible.
Well, Dana, what's it like recovering after your third hole in one?
Well, I've handled the fame just fine. But Scott,
okay.
You know, it's called The Weight of Gold, and it explores how the rewards that come with competitive sports also have devastating effects on mental health.
Mm-hmm. No, that week after I was named Athlete of the Week was terrible.
All kidding aside, you remember Michael Phelps came out later and said he had battled a horrible depression after the games came to an end.
Dana, I was Athlete of the Week. I went into depression and became an alcoholic.
Wow. Phelps had 23 gold medals, and you were Athlete of the Week in Leavenworth.
In other words, Dana, look out.
The Weight of Gold premieres tonight on HBO, 8 Central.
I'll see you in rehab.
There is something wrong with you. Kind of always like it used to be.
Sipping wine, killing time. Peeing down my left leg.
Shut up, this is my favorite song.
Okay,
stop it.
Sorry. How's your life? Been a while. God, it's good to see you smile. I see you reaching for your keys. Looking for a reason not to leave. Allison Logan, do you have a spare pair of boots? No. If you should stay, if you don't. All right, we got to get out of here. It's been a good night. Everybody, have a wonderful evening. We love you so much. Thank you for tuning in and giving us the opportunity to do what we love to do. May God bless you all. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. I dug up this old photograph. Look at all that care we had. It's bittersweet to hear you laugh.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime
at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.